Welcome back to Customers Who Click, the e-commerce podcast for D2C brands. In each episode, we will look to answer one important question. What is the one thing brands should be doing right now to get customers clicking? Each guest will take us through actionable insights and real-life examples from brands excelling in the art of customer attraction. So whether you're looking to enhance your conversion rates, boost average order values, or extend customer lifetime value, this is the podcast for you. Visit customerswhoclick.com for all our past episodes and to connect with us. Now dive into the world of D2C e-commerce with us and unravel the secrets to keeping those customers clicking. Today's guest is the brilliant Stella Breyer, VP of Sales at VideoWise. Stella's absolutely brilliant at helping brands and retailers stand out in the digital space by leveraging video content. And she's really focused on simple solutions that increase engagement and conversion rates for e-commerce brands. So Stella, welcome, and tell us, why video?
Hello, Will. Hello, crew. Pleasure to be here and super excited about this, actually. Yeah, it's something that has been in my focus, I have to say, over the last decade, and I'm super proud to be representing VideoWise in this role, especially because from my experience and from the company's experience, we are seeing how hard it is to break sort of noise these days. You know, it's not enough for beauty brands anymore, for instance, to outline how the atomic cell structure of the cream focuses or how organic the cotton is in the new white blouse of a retail brand. You know, it's kind of like, I have the feeling that marketing is kind of getting quite, you know, swamped with all the details of trying to make a unique product. What started becoming the real focus and should be the primary focus is how to reach to that audience, you know, how to stand out, how to get their interest, and ultimately, you know, how to entertain them, how to engage them, and how to humanize the brand. How can they identify with the brand and find themselves ultimately as the end customer? This is why, you know, it's particularly interesting to speak about video's role in that entire mess of a market, basically, because video tends to be the only medium possible that can address all those issues, that can, you know, entertain the customer, the shopper, the audience, the visitor, the random passenger, you know, on the website. But ultimately, it serves all the possible information that the audience needs to be able to make an informed decision. People like to know what they're buying. They like to see the real person, their peer, utilizing this product. You know, it's as if we're trying to mimic the in-store experience in a way by giving them the helping hand, by showing them what can expect, by, you know, answering the ultimate question of they can actually rely on the product that they want to ultimately purchase. So this is in a nutshell, you know, why video, but I would love to hear from you actually, you know, a specific angle or why would video be even crucial for you in this case? You have a lot of experience.
Yeah, obviously these days with the speed of knowledge sharing these days, everyone's getting these kind of tactics and latest tricks and methodologies and things so quickly. I mean, all you've got to do is log into LinkedIn and you'll see someone posting about, you know, ad frameworks or something. So the level of competition is just so much higher now. Like, you know, anyone can set up a Shopify account, get some ads running, and put together a pretty decent website just by taking some advice, right? So I think video, it's one of those maybe last remaining, in a way, barriers to entry, right?
Because
it does actually require a bit more work, a bit more effort to go into it, especially to get it right.
Exactly.
But the benefit is the video can take up, you know, a thumbnail sized space on your website until it's engaged with. Whereas if you wanted to write out that content and explain all of that in detail, you're looking at, you know, a pretty long page of just text.
Yeah. I mean, it's particularly also interesting to think about, you know, the era in which we are currently. People generally have a very short attention span. Nobody wants to read through details anymore. Nobody wants to scroll through the website. You know, the big issue brands are facing currently is also the abandoned cart rate, or just like, you know, flowing passengers, the swing passengers of the website that are not necessarily keen on engaging with the product because they don't know what to engage with, ultimately. I didn't still find a better way than having video content embedded in different shapes and forms to navigate the journey for the shoppers on the website, you know, probably specifically because of that lack of attention span and this momentum. You know, we want to hear people and see people like you and me, you know. I will trust the person who brought the product. I will not trust the product in itself. So video is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a video on our website at VSL, and since we put that up, you know, conversion rate to getting a call has increased. You know, it works a lot for B2B, but I think, you know, also just, yeah, seeing someone at a brand, it's just sometimes it's not necessarily about the information about the product and stuff. Sometimes it is literally just that little bit of extra social proof.
Exactly.
To prove that this is a real business. You know, something we mention a lot with anxiety is people will go to social media to check if you have an active Instagram profile, for example. So if you have a story there, that's a very good sign. Whatever your story is, seeing that little ring around a profile picture indicates you're an active profile.
Mm-hmm.
And that alone could be enough for people to say, cool, this is a legit brand, because, you know, the ones that aren't legit don't bother with their social profiles. So if I open up a piece of, you know, some video content and I see a real person there on a website, that could be enough for me to say, cool, this is a legit video. I might question if it's a purely animated video.
I mean, when you mentioned story on Instagram, I think it's particularly interesting as well to mention how it's kind of unfair and sad how much heavy work goes into producing those beautiful pieces of content. And, you know, although Instagram did have its fair share of, you know, the attempt at having the shop part, TikTok as well in some markets, that's content basically, after all the hard work that goes into producing and creating it, kind of sleeps at social media networks, and it serves as social proof there. But for you to get there, you have to be a follower, you have to be a social media user, you have to get really in touch with that brand on the social media platform. So I think that, you know, the biggest mistake and a shame that brands are doing, that they leave that social proof staying on social media platforms, basically sleeping and not generating revenue, you know? So I think, you know, when we go back to the question of what makes customers keep clicking is connecting that social proof, turning it into revenue for the on-site experiences. And I have the feeling that this is a win-win situation for not only the audience finally getting all the answers that they need without actually spending the time on social media platforms, but at the same time, brands utilizing something that somewhat didn't have a solid purpose so far, you know? So it's a fabulous way to kick, as we say, both flies with a single hit.
Yeah, and I mean, there's loads of different ways of using it, isn't there? Some of the stuff you put on social media is going to be quite top of funnel,
mm-hmm.
right? Just trying to get people's attention, let them know you're there. But a lot of the time you do see the quite detailed content, right? You know, why is this actually such a good product? Because for people on social media, you know, just knowing that you exist might not be enough. Right. I remember when I first saw True Classic ads, you know, that got my attention, because it wasn't just, it's a nice looking t-shirt. They went into a bit more detail, and that probably did lead me to going to the website, where they then have loads of content,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
there, which is all about, you know, the fit and the, you know, why their t-shirts are so good. I have all my t-shirts are now True Classic, because I got sold by the content. It's great. And the product matches up, right? The product is really good.
Yeah. And True Classic is a great example. I mean, sorry. I just wanted to say we do a lot of different things in video wise, and True Classic is a great example in which we're combining, you know, we power their entire video infrastructure. So from the moment when you land on the homepage, you see that huge hero banner that is highlighting other t-shirts versus t-shirts from True Classic, which is already the wow momentum for the audience. It's almost as you can actually touch the fabric, you know, by watching it.
I'm just going to open it up now, because the last time I looked at it, which was probably yesterday, to be honest. Oh yeah. So they do have comparing different sizes, right?
Exactly.
So they've still got, it's the same guy. It's the same guy is still on those images. They've got other brands on one side, True Classic on the other. And now you can actually compare different sizes of their products. Which again is, it's the same person wearing another brand and wearing their brand. So you can literally on the homepage, it's such good. And I mean, it's probably the best hero section I think I've ever seen.
Thank you.
On an e-commerce.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I love also the fact, like, I mean, as mentioned, VideoWise does everything. You know, we power entire video infrastructure for brands. But specific use case that I really love about True Classic is once when you go to the product pages, they have two different things, which is, it's fabulous how, you know, monetizing video content can function without, you know, hurting and impacting the page speed, which is something that we do. So in their case, like, they're combining a smaller hero banner at the bottom of the PDP, the same video that you have on the homepage, just a smaller format. And then under the add to cart section, they have those rectangular animated small, you know, pictures, the four of them that are opening the full size, like, story, yeah, which is then opening this entire engaging shoppable experience, which is a carousel based of videos where the same guys, you know, sharing inspo or, you know, just posing in the t-shirt, which is again giving you this feeling of realizing how special True Classic actually is as a brand, you know, like buying the product in the mind of the audience stops becoming a thing in that moment. They're persuaded. They're like, wow, I have to be this guy in this video. I want to look as sleek as he is, you know? This is the power of the shoppable content, of hero banners, of basically, you know, embedding videos on your site in all different shapes and formats.
Yeah, I think like True Classic is, it's a great example also of a brand that is selling plain t-shirts, right? I mean, they, now that I've got them, right, they are good quality. They are really good quality. They do actually match up to their marketing, but they're still selling premium plain t-shirts, right? You've got to do something pretty convincing to get someone to spend like $20, £20 on a t-shirt instead of getting one for £5 to £10 at another store, you know, maybe on the high street. So they're actually a great example, you know, because I know there are loads of brands out there who think, well, we're selling something boring, right? It's like commoditized. You know, there's not much we can do to be different, right? I think they're a perfect example of a brand that is, I don't know how much they use video on their website, but Liquid Death would be another one of, you know, I mean, they sell water, right? But they've managed to build up a, you know, such an incredible brand through the content they do.
Yeah. Yeah, Liquid Death, I plan to speak to them quite openly about, you know, actually helping power up even more, especially because I was actually listening to the founder recently speaking about entire, you know, founding moments of Liquid Death. Wasn't the founder, sorry, com manager for the UK market. And he actually mentioned how from, you know, a very basic drinks beverage brand, basically, they're turning into this entire entertainment center and heavily rely on making skits and sketches and comedy pieces there and then, for, you know, posting around TikTok. So it would be amazing to see, you know, next step for them, I feel, would be to have those embedded in a proper way, proper manner, as much as possible across the entire website. So the entire website starts living the name of Liquid Death. You know, it would be quite kind of amazing to see that movement. So I will speak to them. They need video wise.
was that Ollie?
It was Ollie. Yes, it was Ollie. Yeah.
Yeah. He might be coming on the podcast soon.
Oh, nice. I will definitely. Ollie, if you're watching this. We share will now.
Have you got other examples of brands that are doing this really well? Or not just examples of brands that are doing it well, but like what are brands doing with their video content that is actually making a difference?
I mean, I have a few favorite examples that I really love to talk about. One of them being, for instance, Sasha Beauty, for whom, you know, they have the shoppable section on different placements around the website. They start off with the shoppable carousel at the homepage, which is very big, very engaging, very flashy. You know, it's really a power wow moment that is located right under the banner image on the homepage. So it's an immediate attention grabber, which is highlighting, you know, best practices, tutorials, and also best products to buy if you're the first time buyer at Sasha Beauty. And then from that moment that is highlighting 10 to 12 different, you know, products, for instance, videos, they have the second part, which is, you know, placing videos across every single product page. Then every single product page has those small story looking widgets that actually, when they're clicked, open a shoppable component. The thing that they're doing really well is, you know, something I also like to recommend to brands, that every single product page has a section of videos, but every section of the videos is corresponding to the product, meaning that they have on average 4 to 6 different videos on every single product page being completely unique and addressing specifically that one product that is attending to a specific issue that customers came for. And this is a fabulous way to, you know, explain to the customer the packaging, the review, the how-to, the expected results, you know, steps in the skincare routine for perhaps. And by consuming, you know, that piece of content for 4 to 5 minutes, for instance, you get everything that you need to basically buy the product and to be persuaded. And this is what I really love about their showcase. And then at the bottom of every single product page, because no limits, no page impact, you can have as many videos as possible, they have a bit bigger review sections, basically happy customers, real people who have been, you know, using Sasha for a while. I love that example. I think it's a fabulous way of using social proof and turning it into actual revenue by leveraging shoppable videos.
The particularly targeting concerns, like those individual concerns and things for products, you know, skincare is obviously a big one for people having certain, I guess, conditions or the certain ingredients that they don't want in those products.
Mm-hmm.
And if these are things that come up a lot, you can address them in the, you know, in those videos, can't you? You could either have one that is just a general, what is in this product? Like, what do we put into our products? So people get those answers and you include the stuff, mentions of the stuff they don't have. Or depending on the product, you could call out very specific things as specific videos.
Exactly that. And I think that there's an additional format that, you know, does a really good job around, there is one point in which we're educating the customers, but there's a second angle in which we actually want to guide them to the location where they actually have to be. And one of the features that a lot of our brands across different niches, not only beauty and skincare, but for instance, also Salt that sells spices and electric grinders, for instance. Yeah, so they have it. Equi Beauty that sells gorgeously custom tailored supplements, for instance, they have it. And it's an expendable quiz, as we call it, because it's in the format of, you know, the video frame, then there's a question, and then you can add up to 4 different answers. But the point of those answers is that as you click on them, they either take you to a new video frame that has a new unique set of questions and answers, or we're allowing our clients to actually hyperlink every answer. So it navigates and takes the customer to a dedicated product page or collection page, any section of the website, or even a specific shoppable video in question. And that particular feature that starts off from homepage kind of serves the purpose of navigating the journey for those lost shoppers that are not necessarily sure what they need, where do they have to go, what's the product that is actually addressing their needs. Dr. Danny's Gross, for instance, has the same thing on the homepage, and then it can take the shopper to a chemical quiz, for instance, chemical peel quiz, actually, or a specific product that is answering the concerns, you know. As I mentioned, you know, in the beginning, this is kind of a fabulous way of mimicking the in-store experience. Instead of having a professional asking you, how are you doing today? How can I help you? What is the problem that you would like to fix this with this product? The quiz is mimicking that experience. And what I noticed particularly in the last few months is that when the piece of content has the actual founder, you know, recording himself and saying hi to the audience on site, it's an additional angle of humanizing, you know, the brand, to give the face of the brand. So the shoppers can actually, you know, identify even with the founder of the brand. They will have the feeling that like that person talks exclusively to them, which is an additional, you know, fabulous effect on their decision to ultimately shop the product. So one more format that can easily, you know, sway the customers in a good direction.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check out the Osmo Salt one, because that's got to be another example of a brand like similar to True Classic, right? When you look at them and you think, well, it's salt, right? They sell different flavors of salt and some accessories to go with it. What could they possibly need a quiz for? That's, yeah, probably a really good example. I tested out a separate tool before I actually knew of VideoWise a few years ago, which did a similar thing to what you're describing with those quizzes. You would have a video there, and you'd be able to then provide, you know, maybe 4 different options, 4 or 5 different options. The user would click on one of those options, and it would load another video which explained the content behind that, right? So, you know, you might ask, what are the allergens in this product, or what's it made of, what's the ingredients? You'd get a video which answers that, and then you'd get some more questions. And obviously, depending on what you're selling, you can then either, you would either then just display the other options that were available and see if they want any of those. Or if you're smart about it, you could think, well, if they've asked about this, what are they going to ask next? So what should we prompt them to click on? Like, what do we think that next video should be? And see if we can lead them down a bit of a journey. So I always go to examples of food, because I've worked with some food brands, and there's some big things like allergens, right? If there's an allergen or a dietary requirement involved, you have to get that. You have to have that answer. So if someone asks about allergens, for example, you might then, if someone asks about nutrition, right, and clicked on the video for nutritional value of content of this product, you might then say, well, because you've asked about nutrition and the content of this product, we think you're probably next going to look at allergens or something like that, or the ingredients list. So let's put those 2 options up as our.
Yeah. I mean, it also, you know, aligns with something that a lot of brand owners and representatives recently were sharing with me, which is they see the quiz and they're like, oh my God, you wouldn't believe how many times on a daily basis I get asked the question A, B, C, D. This would be so amazing to have on the homepage. It would be such a time saver for us. So we don't have to, you know, answer the same question over and over and over again, because people don't go to Q&A, you know, section. So it's an additional way, especially, you know, allergens, an amazing example, but also how to's, or, you know, ingredients of the face cream, or is the sizing true to itself? You know, there's a lot of different, you know, general broad questions that have to be answered as soon as possible so we can cross the bridge and get into the momentum in which we actually can sell our product and educate the customer. But answering those questions in a form of a video quiz really resonates amazingly well. So, yeah.
Yeah. I've got two quick follow-up questions because we're running a little short on time. Mm-hmm. Firstly, what you mentioned that brand, the skincare brand, you know, they've got loads of unique videos across all their products. What would you suggest to a brand who's getting started and is possibly listening to this thinking, how on earth are we going to produce that much video content for all our products?
Well, good thing for them is that we are actually, you know, partnering up with a lot of different agencies. So if needed, we can, you know, point them into a video content creation. But have in mind that people overthink it. You know, they think it has to be beautifully designed video content, professionally recorded and all, on all that jazz. Now, it can be just a simple piece of UGC that you have stored somewhere across your TikTok and Insta. And it doesn't have to be a huge volume of videos. I mean, we have some brands that are relying on three same videos for the past 6 months and they're seeing performances. It's more of where you're going to put those three UGC videos across your website and what's going to be the format of it. You know, we need two or three solid videos to showcase how to put the cream on or how the sizing of a dress looks like, to add the shoppable components of it, to completely custom design it, because we offer a white label solution. So it's just about custom designing it so it looks organic on the website, and to put it in the most visible placement, which is, in all of our experiences, you know, homepage and then the visible slot on the PDP. And we can repeat that same widget in different shapes and forms across different for placements of the website. Doesn't have to be 50 or 100 videos. And this is something that brands often, you know, they overthink it. They think they have to have 100 different videos, that they have to record it, that they have to pay influencers. No. It can be three simple UGC videos that you have somewhere on your Insta or TikTok for the past year. You just forgot about them. You forgot that we can do something about that. So that would be my 5 cents. You know, don't overthink it. Go back to something that you have. We'll do magic with it. We'll help you design it so it actually brings in revenue.
Awesome. Yeah, and I think everyone's probably got a camera that does a good enough job.
Exactly.
Of recording something that you can use. The other question was, what sort of impact do you see this having on brands? Like, what impact is video having for brands?
Well, multiple impacts. If we, you know, take aside the entire performance of the website, because no impact on page speed, we end up with two biggest KPIs to track. First one being uplift in conversion. On some occasions, we have seen an 10 to 11% uplift in conversion from the audience that has engaged with the video and shot the product afterwards, especially for beauty and skincare industry. I mean, it's wonders what a simple video can do in persuading the customer to actually buy the product. So uplifts in conversions and complete reflection on, you know, direct and influenced revenue is definitely the key indicator that the video is performing. And good thing about VideoWise is that we can also track individual performance of those widgets and videos, so you can know exactly what type of content resonates the best with the audience, which type of replacement, comparing product pages. But, you know, the biggest takeaway is definitely shoppable videos lead to bigger number of conversions on a monthly basis. Second thing, maybe that should have been the first thing, but time on site, you know, engagement and time spent on the website. How long is the audience consuming that content? How well are they engaging with the website? Are they actually interested, or are they going to drop after 5 seconds of landing on the homepage? This is also a key indicator to see, you know, especially in the case of quizzes, for instance, or hero banners or videos in the product gallery. You see them going and staying around the website longer than without having all of those pieces of content embedded around the website. It is a key indicator that you're doing something right, that you got their attention. And then it's just about conveying the message to ultimately lead into the shopping decision. So conversions, engagement.
Awesome. Thank you. Finally, just before we finish up, have you got a big regret or mistake from your career that you'd be happy to share?
Yeah. I mean, my background is really, really, really colorful. Like, from ballet dancing in law school through NGO project management and digital brand awareness in that field, debate coaching, and then finally, almost a decade now in sales, mostly in, you know, digital marketing area. But I think the key regret that I had is that while I was working in advanced ad tech, I was specifically working in programmatic media buying in native and display inventory space. And during those years, you know, video inventory, to be quite specific, was something that wasn't communicated and wasn't like a hot topic. Video inventory and buying programmatic video started being the thing maybe over the last 3 years, for instance. And that was already in some time when I was, you know, leaving. But I wish I was pushing more. I wish I saw the potential of video inventory and the impact of video when it comes to traffic acquisition and then, you know, on-site experiences sooner. it took me also a while to figure out that video is the future and that everything is going to be revolving around that. And to be in a programmatic media space and work on customer acquisition, basically in traffic acquisition side, and not to have noticed that when we could have been pioneers and I could have been one of the first who was bringing it in. I think that's one of my biggest regrets, because now everybody's doing it. Like video inventory, you can buy it for every single publisher or SSP or media network. But 3 years ago, to be, you know, a pioneer in that space and to openly bring it to the market, I wish I recognized it sooner. You know, I think that's my only regret that I have. But, you know, karma is here. I'm here where I'm currently working in, you know, the leader of the market when it comes to video. So things turned out right.
Amazing. All right. Thank you so much, Stella. If anyone wants to reach out and find out more from you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, a variety of ways. You can either go to our website and book directly a demo with me, or feel free to add me on LinkedIn. I'm very friendly. I'm very quick to respond. We can connect there and, you know, get the ball rolling. Generally speaking, I would love to, you know, meet as many different people possible. We can schedule a demo. No obligations, no strings attached. I'll be on the lookout. That's it.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Will.
Thanks for listening. That's all we have time for today. If you have any questions or would like to add to today's conversation, join me here on the podcast, sponsor the show, or work with me. Simply email will@customerswhoclick.com, visit our website, customerswhoclick.com, or connect with me, Will Lawrenson, on LinkedIn. But until next time, keep those customers clicking.